All right, joining me on the phone now is a very special guest. He's the artistic director of the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir. We love to feature their recordings. They're a Juno Award-winning, Grammy-nominated choir, one of Canada's oldest, largest, and most recognized choral ensembles. Well, they've been around 125 years. It is my guest of honor today to welcome to the jukebox Jean-Sébastien Vallée, Artistic Director. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Daniel.
Thank you for joining us. It must be a very, very busy time for you. You've been waiting quite a long time to get back into some normalcy. How does it feel launching this incredibly exciting season coming up?
I mean, that's really, really exciting. Last year, the 21-22 season was my first season with the group, but as we all know, it was challenging for all musical groups, especially for singers and choirs, to actually do what we do. But now to have hope to be back to normal, to have time to get to know the ensemble, get to know our audience, be able to spend a full year to design this wonderful season with the whole team. I'm really thrilled to be able to announce the season, but then also get started to rehearse and make all of that happen.
Now, you joined recently. It was actually during the pandemic, June 2021. You come from a very extensive background, working with the leading orchestras in the world, including our very own Toronto Symphony. And how did you end up with this new role now?
I mean, I've known the Mendelssohn Choir for forever, you know, since I'm a kid. I'm in love with choral music, and I've heard recordings of that group. I knew the name, I knew the reputation. And when the position opened around 2018, 2019, I was asked to apply, and through a very long search process that took almost 2 years, mostly because of COVID that slowed down some of the process, I got hired, and then I was so thrilled to get started in, as we said, June 21. But then, you know, COVID was still there with some restriction, but I got to, you know, we still managed to do some wonderful concerts last season, but still, you know, with masks, with distance and all of that stuff. But I was a nice time to get to know the group. It was a slower pace. We had a bit less activity. So it was wonderful to get to know the group through the 21-22 season. And again, just, you know, dream about what could be the future. And this 22-23 season is really kind of all of these dreams and years of thinking about what this choir could do and could be.
Just wonderful. Now you've given it a bold, new, fresh look, some inspiring works up ahead. Your inaugural concert begins October 1st, 7:30 p.m., Trinity St. Paul's United Church. It's called The Pilgrim's Way.
And that's a special concert because it features our professional group. So the Mendelssohn Choir is known as a large choir. We have over 120 singers, but it includes a group of 24 professional singers that for the first time will be hearing, you know, together as a chamber choir for that concert. One of the new thing with the 22-23 season is to have two concerts in the season to feature this very unique talent, this unique professional group in Toronto that is working under the umbrella of the Mendelssohn Choir. And it's there mostly to present pieces that were written for chamber choir that work best with a limited number of singers, and also be able to bring repertoire that is in contrast with some of the masterworks that the large group is singing. So on October 1st, The Pilgrim's Way is all built around that wonderful piece called Path of Miracles by Joby Talbot. He's a British composer. And this piece really talks about the journey on the Camino de Santiago and talks about being a pilgrim. And the other pieces on that concert all reflect on what it means to be a pilgrim in the 21st century, to be on a journey to discover oneself and discover who we are. And so we have new pieces, and we have that wonderful piece, Path of Miracles, that is kind of the centerpiece of that concert.
Well, it sounds like a very unique, reflective experience. And I noticed also composer in residence, your very own composer in residence, Dr. Shireen Aboukader.
Yes, exactly. I got to know Shireen in the past year, a wonderful musician, singer, composer. She understands the human voice so well. She writes really, really well for choirs. And she brings a new sound. She blends many styles in one. And so we'll be doing one of her piece on that concert. But we'll be hearing her music throughout the season with three new commissions that will be featured throughout the season by this first ever composer in residence with the TMC.
Wow. My appetite is wet. And after this, November 2nd, big masterwork, Mendelssohn's Elijah. What an oratorio, of course, depicting the life of prophet Elijah. Then you've got the Festival of Carols, December 6th, York Minster Park Baptist Church. And then I'm looking at your spring season, March 18th, Little Match Girl Passion. What's that all about?
That's also the second concert of the season that will be featuring that 24-voice professional choir. Again, yeah. A kind of reflective concert that would address the theme of homelessness, you know, something that we see and we consider every time we walk in Toronto. This is a piece by David Lang, a U.S. composer, that is based on the tale, the famous Anderson's tale of the Little Match Girl Passion. And then brings together the theme of the passion. So it's a mix of inspiration from J.S. Bach's Matthew Passion mixed with the tale of the Little Match Girl put together. Where in that piece, instead of having Christ as the center of the passion, in that piece, Lang is having the little match girl as being the center of that modern passion. So throughout the concert, we'll be having excerpts from St. Matthew Passion by Bach mixed with that new piece, Little Match Girl Passion, that is actually a reflection on what happens to that young girl who's homeless on the street and how can we reflect on that. So we'll use the music and the space to reflect on that really kind of, modern situation that we see every day in Toronto.
In modern lenses, exactly. Well, what a musical journey you've created here. And I see many community events also taking place all along the year with the TM Choir Community Choir Festival, February 4th. And now your big close is Bach's timeless masterpiece, the Mass in B Minor. Now that's one.
One of my favorite pieces. The piece I love to conduct, I love to listen. Probably one of the first pieces that I heard as a young musician that told me that choral music was the thing I wanted to do the most. The power of the voices in that piece, voices used as instruments at some point, as group of humans at other point, so dramatic and contrasting. I'm excited to get to work with that choir on that piece. This is a real workout for any choir to perform.
Absolutely.
I'm thrilled to get to work on that piece and perform that piece at Kerner Hall, which is a wonderful venue.
Details
will be heard. And then I think for one of the first time in the history of the choir, we're going to have a Baroque orchestra. So we'll perform on period instruments.
Instruments.
8415. So the real kind of all the subtle details of the music of Bach will be brought to life there.
Well, we are so excited for you. Joining me on the phone has been the new artistic director of the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir, Jean-Sébastien Vallée. Thank you for joining me. If you'd like more information about this exciting series of concerts, head to tmchoir.org. That's tmchoir.org. Get your tickets for this phenomenal season. Thank you, Jean-Sébastien. Good luck with your season. I'm sure it'll be a very memorable series of concerts ahead.
Thank you, Daniel.